So now, please join me in welcoming to the stage this amazing group, Charles Lloyd, Bill Frisell, Eric Harlan, and Ruben Rogers.
Students that I still run into in Santa Fe. They have a gallery over there, and I remember one day going to his class when he taught humanities, and they liked him. He is a great storyteller. We just made a new recording, Eric Harlan, Ruben Rogers, and this young man here, Bill Frisell. You can let people in as long as I'm speaking. We start playing, lock the doors. Anyway, the record's called I Long to See You. And we'll play some of that for you tonight. And hopefully, does anyone have the CD?
Oh, thank you.
I want to get my car out of the shop. Thank you. I told those. We played in Minneapolis recently. Oh, I shouldn't let the band come out and wait out. Sometimes I get up in this speaking and I can't get out. So we arrived in Minnesota before one of the worst snowstorms, you know, and we were all there. And the whole town shut down. But they decided that we had a sold-out concert and that they had to go on with it because we were there and the people that bought tickets. So, but Lowell. You know, some of you know Lowell, and he picked us up in a Tesla, you know. But I knew this guy, Nikola Tesla. I read his books and stuff, and he could light up a whole city with put little something in the ground. So I think the Tesla thing has got a problem because the whole bottom of the car is full of batteries, you know. Tesla would have something about that big power in that car, you know. So I'm thinking about maybe getting on his wavelength and developing something, so maybe I won't have to get my car out of the shop. Okay, I'm sorry about this. Let's see. So we're going to play some of these pieces. And it's an interesting story about this recording, and you'll hear it as we go along. It visits different neighborhoods, and very hoodie in different ways. And you let them in, it's okay. Let them in, they can. You know, we played in Detroit last summer, all of us, and there was a really good Detroit. And so the cars are gone. And so what happened was that there were about a section this big almost down front. Not this big, half this big. And there were empty seats. And there were people outside clamoring to get over the fence. And it was like crazy. It was like too many have-nots and the haves weren't there, you know? So I got mad, you know? I didn't want to play for all those empty chairs. And so I had a problem since I was a little kid. I would always do this, you know? Like try to make sense. Like one time a big truck came under the viaduct and it got stuck under there, you know, and they had firemen, they had police, they had about 9,000, I'll be there to say, they had about 9,000 city folk, department of whatever, and I had my little bicycle, and I rode over there, and I told them, just let some of the air out of the tire. But first, it took me about a half an hour to get the fireman's attention. The fireman said, oh boy, I'm gonna get an idea, you know. So, and then they didn't even give me an ice cream cone, you know. So I kept all my stuff to myself, you know. And then I started playing music, because then I could talk to you direct without any interference. I'm gonna be quiet, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. represent.
Get on record. I long to see you. It'll be keep you company on those cold nights around here. You know, stuff. We just left Minnesota. We couldn't get out. And they sent us up here, and then we went over there, and then they said you couldn't come here, and then we had to go somewhere else. We went, and they spin us around, and they said your confirmation is not here. Can't find it. So anyway, long to see you, and it would help to get all of our cars out of the shop. And, it's not so comfortable being us and getting rides out here, you know. But I have a friend, though, and she sometimes takes us on her plane, and she says, I don't know how you can go commercial.